The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Serving USA. Yeah, great song. Not a great reason for playing it. Brian Wilson, the pop pioneer, co-founder of the Beach Boys, has passed away at the age of 82. The arts journalist Pat Carthy is with me. Pat, how would you sum up the impact Brian Wilson had on music?
Genius. Simple as that, Kieran. He's one of the few, I think, figures in popular music that you can actually really use that word for. I mean, that song you just played there, you know, as you say, it's not a great reason to play it, but it makes you want to get down to the beach, you know, no matter where you are. And that's the kind of effect that that music had. And remember, that was a hit in 1962. So that's a full year before the Beatles' first single hit the lower reaches of the charts. So they were there before. But I mean, the thing that Wilson will be remembered for more than anything else is an album called Pet Sounds that came out in 1966, which was described as teenage symphonies to God. And it's just an incredible record. Anybody who's ever heard it will know what I'm talking about. He had a way with melody that was his own. He brought in, influences of Gershwin and Bacharach, as well as the Chuck Berry influences you can hear there. And, I'm looking at a Beach Boys greatest hits here, and it's just, it's ridiculous, the amount of songs on it. There are songs there that put a smile on the face of anybody.
And, you know, you mentioned the Beatles there, and I guess in lots of people's minds, they are kind of the pop pioneers of that era. Yeah. But at the time, how much might they have been rivals of the Beach Boys and vice versa?
Yeah, I think so. When Rubber Soul came out the Beatles' Rubber Soul came out in 65, Brian Wilson always said that that was the one that inspired him to do something different. Now, he was doing all those surfing songs before that. And then they had an album called, I think, The Beach Boys Today in 65. And side two of that in Old Money sees him stretching out a bit. And then you have this record that was his reaction to Rubber Soul, this Pet Sounds that came out. Now, on the opposite side of it, Paul McCartney has always said that Pet Sounds is probably his favourite record. He reckons it should be given out to people in school. There's a song on it called God Only Knows. He always said it was the best song probably ever written. And then he took, you know, the next Beatles record then is Revolver. And again, that's just a reaction to Pet Sounds. So it was kind of this back and forth across the Atlantic. McCartney being this great melodicist and, you know, saw Wilson as not just a rival, but, you know, a contemporary.
And I mean, at the peak of all of this,
yeah,
he really ran into his own kind of personal difficulties around his mental health, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He was trying to follow up Pet Sounds with a thing called Smile, this legendary album, Smile, and that's where the problems really started. Now, he'd already quit touring before that, so the problems had started for him. Smile was the one. Now, he was the one who decided it never came out. It came out in dribs and drabs, and then finally came out in 2011. And for all the fans who had been waiting for years and had bootlegs, you know, every one of us, they're one of those few bands that obsessives, and I suppose I'd be one of them as well, would be able to tell you, oh yeah, but you have to hear Take 45 or something like that of these things that I have on a tape, you know what I mean? And the great thing about him bringing out Smile, that there was a kind of recovery in those years, and he toured a lot, and he played here because I saw him four or five times here. Played the Electric Picnic once, which was amazing, and I have this memory of being on the kind of slope of the Electric Picnic and the sun shining, and I don't know if the sun was actually shining or it was just the fact that Brian Wilson was on the stage singing all those great songs. And then he played in the Borg Gosh Theatre as well. I saw him do the full Smile thing with a full almost orchestra, and it was just a spectacular thing. You couldn't really believe that you were in the room with him. Do you know what I mean?
Well, listen, there'll be plenty of eulogies and all well-deserved over the coming days. Pat, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Pat Carthy, arts journalist on the passing of Brian Wilson.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.